My next guest, I don't know, we're talking about inventions, inventors, entrepreneurs. Maybe they can find a way to get rid of traffic. I don't know. That might be something we can work with. I'm not really sure. But Dasha is with us, and Dasha Tyslick, and thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about this event coming up in September and about IMEC.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. So IMEC stands for Inventor Manufacturer Entrepreneurship Convention, and it's all about bringing together existing entrepreneurs who are growing their small businesses and new entrepreneurs who are looking to start a business in inventing, usually hardware but also software, and then manufacturing their technologies. It's hosted in Jacksonville, and the dates are August 31st through September 1st.
So what is the inspiration behind the conference?
Yeah, so I work at MicroAnt, and what we do is for the last 20 years we've been inventing all kinds of interesting antennas, some of which might or might not help with some traffic issues in the world. Actually, the hilarious thing is our chief science officer invented the first antennas that were used in easy passes. I don't know if they're still used, but that was like 20 years ago.
Wow.
But everybody we work with in our industry, and we work in defense, and we also work with, agriculture and autonomous vehicles, everything. Everybody uses antennas for wireless communications, and every antenna needs to be unique. And everybody we work with has to invent all of these complex technologies. And everybody also then has to manufacture them to a high standard of quality to make sure that, you know, all the different certifying agencies continue to certify the products. So at first, we were just going to do kind of a small get-together with some of our customers and some of our suppliers to just talk about, hey, there's a lot of different issues in the world right now that we're all facing. How do we thrive together? And as we built out the agenda, we realized that a lot of the people signing up to speak, they could be speaking to a broader audience, and that there's probably a lot of entrepreneurs who are just getting started or people who are trying to grow their businesses who could really benefit from attending this workshop and participating in the discussion. So we decided to open it up and just make it available to bring in a larger, broader community and have kind of a bigger event.
So, well, let's talk about some of the topics and the speakers that are in the lineup here.
Yes, so we kind of have three main topic areas. We're starting out on Wednesday morning talking about the most important thing for everybody, which is money.
Right.
How do you fund the beginning of your business, but also how do you continue growing, and what are the different stages of business growth that you need to be thinking about from a financial perspective? And I think the thing that's really important about some of the speakers we have is we have a lot of people who have, companies maybe the size of 20 to 100 people who have bootstrapped their businesses. And their businesses require real estate and machine shop equipment and all of this extremely expensive capital, but they have figured out a way to grow their businesses completely bootstrapped or using minimal VC funding. And that's very unique because I think a lot of people assume that you need to bring in a lot of people to invest into your company, and that might be true for some businesses, but we also have a lot of successes from people who did it all on their own, growing slowly and making wise investments into their own business on their own. And so I think that'll be really interesting because not a lot of people talk about how do you succeed with the bootstrapping aspect. And so we'll have some debate and discussion between people who've succeeded with bootstrapping, people who've had VC funding, other methodologies of funding like government grants. And we'll have a discussion that's kind of open-ended like, hey, why did you choose this path or another? How did it work out for you? And what would be your tips for people starting out? So that's the first topic. And then the second half of the day, we call it the don't share that topic because we actually want people to speak very honestly about what was the worst thing that happened to your business as you were growing it and how did your business survive it. You know, the horror stories are the most important things to learn from because inevitably, if you have a great business and you're running it for a long time, something is going to happen that you did not expect and you were not prepared for, and it's how you navigate that crisis that's going to really help your business succeed. And so we have a lot of people who've raised their hand up and said, oh my God, you wouldn't believe it. Like, this happened. It was the worst time, but we made it through. And I really want people to know about how we handled it. So that's going to be topic number two. And then on Thursday, September 1st, We have four amazing workshops, every one of them with an expert in what they do. We have, for example, Charlie, the founder of our company, he is publishing a book called Lessons My Brothers Taught Me, How to Transform Your Personal Qualities into a Successful Business. And he's going to lead a workshop on self-reflection and using your internal resources to figure out what you're really, really good at and translate that into a business setting, as well as to figure out what you might not be good at and figure out how to augment it with the right team and the right people. So he's going to teach us about kind of his framework for business strategy and how he looks at himself and the stories of his life as lessons for business. And then we're going to follow that up with lessons from Eric Steele and Ron Cote, who are both exceptional salespeople. They're going to do like cold calling and prospecting and closing deals. And they work in an industry that has, you know, long-term deals, and those are really hard to bring to fruition. So they'll talk about different techniques you can use to actually vet your customer to make sure that you are working with a customer who's going to commit to you from the very get-go and not spend a lot of time trying to chase opportunities that actually aren't really there. Really important, especially for small businesses who are doing like custom invention projects or custom manufacturing. So it's a really hot topic for our industry.
Well, and that's a very good point you made too. Knowing exactly who your customer is going to be or who you want them to be, is that customer really out there? Especially with an entrepreneur. Now, who are some of the folks that will be ideal to attend this conference?
We have a shop that does custom machining or custom product design for different people. Maybe it's custom injection molds for different technologies. That's maybe you're a small business, you're trying to grow. That's a great audience. Or maybe you're an engineer who's looking to start a business doing your own inventions or doing inventions on behalf of others. You're not sure how to get started. Maybe you're a great engineer, but you don't really know much about business, or you know a little bit about business, but you don't know how to fund your business. This would be the right audience of people. You'll both network with people who can help you out and who can be resources to you and mentors. And you also hear and attend the kinds of workshops that'll teach you really practical, like first step type of skills, second step type of skills that are important for small businesses in this industry.
And with like every conference, you hope that the attendees walk away and come back with some really great inspiration and great ideas. But what's your hope for the folks that attend the conference? What do you want them to come back with?
I think every single person should go through a great workshop experience where they'll walk away with really practical things that they can apply to their business that aren't, you know, they aren't skills from like a gigantic company or a guru who's remote. They're skills from people just like them who said, you know, we transformed our marketing for our business and brought in 10 times more customers in a year with one person. How did we do it? You know, blah, blah, blah. Get that really practical experience talking to people on how to actually implement these practices to grow your business. That, I think, is really important. And then a community of other inventors who are succeeding and thriving that they can go to and ask for mentorship and or maybe build relationships for manufacturing and their supply chain.
Well, let's get some folks with some information. Where can listeners go to find out more about the conference?
Absolutely. There's two places they can go. So the first one is charlesmccarrick.com/events, and it's spelled charlesmccarrick.com/events. That will be the event listed there. Or you can also go to the MicroAnt website, just spelled micro, MICRO-ANT.com. And if you look in our latest news, you will see that conference pop up, and there's you can get tickets. They're free. We just ask people to pre-register so we can get a right head count for food.
Right. Well, that's important, Dasha. That you got to have the food there. You got to have the food. Oh, we're not coming if there's no food. Forget it.
Exactly. And we have a coffee shop in our facilities, and we make lattes. So we got to have the right head count to get the lattes going.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. That's good. All right, this sounds really intriguing. And of course, it seems like we're in a time period in business where new ideas are really popping up, and always a kind of a better way to do something, or someone has a great idea, and this sounds like a great launching pad for that. So I appreciate you being with us today and sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show.